Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Helen Couples from Grace Generation Church in Banbridge, Northern Ireland. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more. So join me, Jackie, on this week's Woman to Woman. Couples from Grace Generation Church, you are so welcome today on Woman to Woman. Today we're going to talk about identity. It's a big word, identity, especially identity being a Christian, but identity even not being a Christian, we still don't know who we are. What does identity mean for women as Christians?
I know it's a big word, you're right. So the dictionary meaning of identity is actually to be oneself. But the trouble is we often don't want to be ourselves, or we don't actually even know who we are. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. And I think this is just generally throughout everybody, Christian, non-Christian as well, because I think we're bombarded with a constant noise of being told who we should be, what we should look like, what we should think, and what we should act like. And I think, you know, we can often lose ourselves amidst all the noise of that, of all that goes on. And I think that shocking word compare that we often do, especially as women in lots of ways, then that comes into also, you know, affecting our identity. And I keep coming back to this. I mean, the key is to live out of who we really are and who were we created to be, or else we start to live out of what, when you looked into this myself, becomes a false self. And you can see that even in the Bible through Saul and David. Saul was an insecure leader who became totally paranoid and fixated on trying to have people like him, trying to fit in, trying to do what he wanted to be the greatest king. And he got very jealous of David. And I think he then pursued David to try and kill him. And I think obviously that's very extreme in it. But I think when it comes out of it, Saul was an insecure person in himself. And when we don't know who we are, it can tend to lead us to feel insecure in lots of different ways. So our identity and knowing our identity is actually really important. And our identity as Christians is actually through Christ and in Jesus. But I think the journey we get there due to the way we live in society can often be very difficult for us. I know myself, my own identity, I had a lot of problems coming to a place of self-acceptance through different things I've gone through in my life and a lack of really having any confidence in myself at all. And I think a lot of people struggle with that in life too. And I think for women in particular, we often think we're not enough, we're not good enough. And the more that we develop our relationship with Jesus, the more we realize who we are in him and who we are in Christ, the more secure we become within ourselves. But that's a journey. It's easy to say that, but it's the journey. And how do we actually accomplish that and do that? And so for me, I probably went in a journey of, I went through counseling. I had different things I went through to help me in that. And then I also, I started to look at spiritual formation, which I went into lots of different daily practices and that, which actually really helped discipline me in my life and my walk with the Lord. And out of that, I came across something called emotionally healthy, which I'll talk about again. But for me, I really believe, you know, David was somebody who probably did know himself, who I look at in the Bible, who came and lived his life from a different place than Saul. He knew his identity. David knew who he was. He'd spent time with the Lord, even as growing up in the fields as a shepherd. But that didn't mean David was perfect. As we know, David messed up a lot. But what was different about David than Saul is David knew who he was, and he acknowledged his mess ups. He acknowledged his failings and he cried out to the Lord, and the Psalms is full of that. So I think David's identity comes from a different place.
Yes. Yeah. And David, I remember doing a study on that recently, and David repented and God knew his heart.
Absolutely.
And he was a man after God's heart and God knew that. But Saul, God did anoint Saul too for that time, but Saul decided to go his own way and he wanted to do it his way. And not that the anointing went off him, but he just decided to go his own way, so it kind of fell apart because our plans fall apart when we don't listen to God.
It does, because Samuel came and warned Saul. There was lots went on, and then, but Saul, he was full of pride of himself. And when you can see that, and I think that's what happens when we live out of a place of not knowing who we are and we depend on ourselves, because we live in a world where we want to be independent instead of God dependent. And I think the very thing about creation is from the very beginning, God caused us to be people who are dependent on each other and live in community together. I mean, Jesus came and did that himself. I mean, Jesus could have come and just done his own thing, but he didn't. He came and lived amongst us. He came and lived dependent, even as a baby, on a mother. And in earthly sense, and even, you know, growing up in a family then with the disciples, I think everything about Jesus was he brought others along and there was a community around him. And I think that for us to walk in the ways of Jesus, he didn't live independently himself. And for us, we're created to be dependent on God. Jesus said, I don't do anything I didn't see the Father do. Mm. So he lived out of what he saw his Father do. And I think for us, there's a great example in that. And, you know, even on the cross, when Jesus looked down and he said, you know, to his mother, this is your son. He was putting his mother into families. And I think that's what God created us to be like in our own DNA through him. When we're adopted into his family and we get a new identity in Christ, we become dependent, not independent. And I think we lose our identity in our independence.
So David was living from his identity in God, but Saul was living from his own identity. Is that what it is, Helen?
Yes, I probably think from a biblical perspective, there are two great people to look at, from one who lived out of his true self and his true identity in Christ, and one who lived out of their false self and lived out of fear and never quite recovered from that, where I think it wasn't that David didn't make mistakes, because he did, which is reassuring for all of us, but he also knew who he was. And I think for David, his relationship, as it says, that he was a man after God's own heart. And I feel for David, the Psalms are full of his cries, are full of his honesty. And I think that's the thing. He's very honest before the Lord of all of his emotions. And even when he starts off often in the Psalms as giving off or being upset, or he always comes back in most of them to end on a joyous giving thanks for who God is and knowing where he's safe in. And I think that that's just a really encouraging thing for all of us. And, you know, in a world where so many times, and I do feel for our young people, really, you know, there's so many things to steal our identity. Really, one of the things the enemies tried to do, I believe, from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden was to try and sell Eve what she already had. And I think he does that even now with us. And I think he is forever trying to take our identity away to make us less than rather than more than in Christ. So identity is a great way to steal it, to steal who we are, really, from how I would see it. And I think, you know, the world, a lot of people have suffered abuse, abandonment, trauma, and all kinds of things. And even coming out of COVID, you know, there's a lot of, you know, post-traumatic stress for people who've been through COVID as well. And your identity can get messed up in all of those things. I do think anybody who feels, you know, there's really good counselors out there, really good people. And I think as the church, we need to be that safe place as community for people. And I think probably one of the things for us as a church, one of the things that we've looked at a lot through all of this from identity and things have been then looking at emotionally healthy. And for me, that's been a big thing. So I would probably say David was more emotionally healthy than Saul, who certainly was not emotionally healthy.
Because David kept his eyes and his heart on the Lord all the time.
Where he came back.
Saul tried to fix everything himself and then realized he really needed the Lord in the whole thing.
Saul, you know, it made him insecure and all those things that we can so often see. I mean, often we hurt each other, not because we really want to, but of our own fear and insecurities. And I think that's often you can lose sight of that. As the saying goes, hurt people hurt people. Yeah. And I think that's true in life. And I think a lot of that comes down to our identity and knowing who we are. I remember when I was first went to a women's conference, I actually didn't want to go to it. I didn't like going to women's things. I found women's things to be awful. And yet I had lots of female friends, but I didn't like going to groups where it was all women. And yet it was at that very conference that God actually broke my heart, you know, first of all about myself. And secondly, then about women. Every woman I looked at, I felt like crying for her. And I thought, what is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. And I really felt a real sense of, you know, women really need to know that they're loved and valued and cared for. And, you know, that's how Jesus sees us today as women. You know, we're his daughters. He loves us. And Jesus was very, very affirming of women in every way. Women funded his ministry. Mary Magdalene was the first person he appeared to when he rose from the grave. And I think there's so many stories of Jesus with women that are so encouraging for us as women to look at and to glean at, you know, when we read the Bible. It really is quite fascinating how Jesus has done that, and even his attitude to women, and even for God. He created us men and women equal with each other, side by side. I think a lot what has been misrepresented through the years about women, I really do, and I think we are each other's best supporter, really, if we could see the truth in it, because he understands you as well as another woman, you know, with similar struggles, similar things.
That is, well,
if we can in each other, it's a great thing for us to do, instead of the enemy keeping us apart, to see if God calls us to be united together, because we are, when one falls, the other can lift them up. And I think it's a great thing to champion each other on. I really do.
Yeah, really.
Because we're different. And that's good that we're different.
I mean, you know, I remember before I was a Christian, like going back 20 years, I remember comparing myself so much with other women and thinking, you know, it's amazing, because sometimes when we're all going out, women, we dress up. My husband used to say to me, "You dress enough for me or the women," you know, and we dress nearly for each other, don't we? And it's funny.
Yeah.
But before I was a Christian, I used to really compare myself with other women. Yeah. And then when I really, really started to have that relationship with the Lord, I started to understand that, you know, you love them, Lord, and I love them.
Yeah.
And I don't compare myself now, because I love them so much.
No, absolutely.
I share everything I have with them. And it's amazing, because that identity changes from the world's identity and acceptance and
who I
am in the world to who I am in Christ. And a brand new identity and a brand new name. I mean, that's so real, isn't it, when that happens?
Yeah, completely. And I think that's the thing that, you know, has been broken down, that, again, I would feel the enemy's tried to rob us of. And I think identity, the world's trying to make us all the same. We all have to look like this. We all have to be this size. We all have to do this to fit in. God's created us actually unique and different for a reason. And when I realize that I'm only here to fulfill the part that he's created me to fulfill, I can then rest in that and looking at me fulfilling my God-given potential in a company of other people and in a community of believers, and then realize that that's what we're called to do, and that's who I'm called to be. It frees me to then encourage and champion you on to be who you're called to be. And I think that there's so much freedom for us in that. I really do. Mm-hmm. So then you don't want to compete. You want to compliment. And I think it's so freeing, knowing that I don't have to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. I just have to be me.
Yes.
And then learning, who am I? Exactly. You know, it's asking these sort of questions.
And Jesus sets us free.
Absolutely.
Karen Kupel, thank you so much, from Grace Generation Church up in Banbridge. Thank you for sharing today about identity.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.